This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates, and these are the Campbells. And this is
I'll try to squeeze you in, but it's not going to be easy.
Who's he talking to?
The president.
Hey, there. Look at this.
Hey, hold it down, will you? Yeah, dinner next week. Well, that sounds good.
Who's he talking to?
The president.
The president? That's nice. Where's Mayor?
In the kitchen.
So listen, Ron, I'm a vegetarian, so just salads, huh? Jelly beans are okay. Say hi to little First Lady. You let your own...
President! You want the president? Give me that. Come on. Hi, I loved you in Death Valley days. Hello? He hung up. What's the matter with you? The president calls and that's it?
Will you relax? You're having dinner at the White House.
What are you talking about, dinner at the White House? I want to know... That's... Why was he talking to the president?
He's your manager, remember?
Chuck, he cannot be my manager.
Bird, what's the matter?
Bob's my manager.
Oh, how nice.
He can't be my manager.
Bird, what's that?
Well, I just made the cover of Newsview.
Isn't that wonderful? Chuck, look, the cover.
Yeah, who do you think set it up?
Why do they call you Bat Campbell?
I don't know. It's just they thought that bat had more bite than bird, so they went for the bite instead of the bird.
Yeah, this is his manager who's calling.
Give me the... Don't do that. Hello, it's Bat Campbell here. Oh? Well, when? Oh, yeah, well, where? Well, no, sure. No, just when? Now? Not now, later? All right, sure, where?
Bird, what is it?
Okay, right over, bye-bye.
Who was that?
Norman Mailer. He just wanted to know if I'd autographed the book he just wrote about me.
He hasn't even met you.
Never stopped him before.
Oh, by the way, you're speaking at the police academy tonight, so get a haircut.
Look, Chuck, please, this is crazy. Bob cannot be my manager. What would the president think if he thought I entrusted my career to that stupid dummy of yours?
Oh, that did it. I've had it. Chuck, get up and walk out of here in a huff.
Right.
Dinner at the White House. Mary, did you ever dream in a million years you'd have dinner with the president?
Bert, do you realize what you just did?
What?
You insulted them.
Them?
Chuck and Bob. That was terrible.
Mary, he's a dummy.
Bert, they have lived in this house all this time, and you have never called him that. I think that you have to apologize to him.
Which one?
Chuck. Bert, he's your son.
All right. I'll apologize, all right? Just that Bob gets so holier than thou when his feelings get hurt.
Bert, what's gotten into you?
Nothing. What are you talking about?
I don't think I know you anymore.
No, I'm him. Come on. I know I seem different to you now because I'm a hero, but I'm still the same old guy you married, Mayor, really.
No, you're not, Bert. You're not the same. You've changed. You're not the same man you were a week ago.
All right. So I changed a little. So what, Mayor? Mayor, I got a chance now to do something, like, wonderful. I'm a hero. People need heroes. Maybe you don't like the idea that I'm a hero, but if they need a Bat Campbell, they should have a Bat Campbell. Mary, I get a chance to do something good now. Don't you understand?
No, I don't understand. I don't understand at all.
Hey.
Oh. Easy there, Bert. I'm still a little tender back there.
I'm sorry. You know, I just forgot.
It's all right.
Bert. Bat.
Bat. The conquering hero. Oh, geez, I'm proud of you.
Listen, Dan, I've been sorry I haven't been around to see you lately, but, you know,
hey,
it was...
Don't worry about it. No problem. I've been reading about you in the newspapers, and I saw you on TV. You know, you look shorter in real life than in person.
Really?
Yeah, but you got a good TV face.
Yeah, your face looks real good.
Of course, it could be the antenna, but I don't think so.
Well, Dan, how does it feel?
Well, sort of metal, you know, those two thin metal rods that catch at the back of the set.
No, Dan, I'm talking about the kidneys. How's it working?
Well, I really haven't had much of a chance to use it yet. The real test, I guess, would be a couple of margaritas. But the doctor says that my body seems to be accepting Chester's kidney.
Hey, Danny, oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, well, the trouble is, I don't know whether I've accepted it yet.
Danny, will you stop thinking of this as Chester's kidney? When it was inside Chester, it was Chester's. It's inside you, it's yours. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
You know, Bert, I just want to tell you that even though Chester is my real father, that nothing's changed between you and me. You're still my best buddy, the guy I look up to and respect.
Hey, Dan. Sorry, Dan, it's just delay. And listen, that's right, Dan. No matter whose kid you are, I'm still your old pops here, right?
Yeah. I'm glad to hear you talk that way because I've been thinking it over.
What?
Well, I don't want to hurt Chester's feelings, but I've decided that I want you to be my best man and Chester can give away the bride. Does that sound reasonable to you?
Hey, that sounds fine. That's reasonable. Somebody getting married?
Me.
Is anybody I know?
Of course, Gwen.
Gwen? Gwen.
Well, sure, who else?
Ben, now listen up here. The governor wants me to head up his crime task force, right?
Yeah.
So what happens if they find out that my deputy's wife is a hooker? I mean, what happens? What is the credibility?
Oh, big deal. So we can't buy on credit anymore.
No. Credibility. I mean, who's going to entrust this country to a man whose stepson is married to a hooker? All our hopes, all our dreams, all our good intentions go right down the drain. And along with them, Danny, the well-being of every American goes down the drain, too.
I don't understand this.
Well, I have to try it again. Now, the governor has asked me to be the head of this crime task.
No, Bert, I understand that part. I just can't believe that you're telling me I can't marry the woman I love.
Hey, I know. I didn't say never marry her. I'm just saying just wait. Just a little while.
Well, how long?
Until we wipe out crime in America.
Goodbye, Bert.
Goodbye. Danny.
I'm going home. I'm going home to ask the woman I love if she'll marry me. So long, Bat.
Here we go. Welcome home, Chester.
Oh, sorry. My stitches. Be careful.
Your stitches are out, Chester.
So is my kidney. By this big, empty hole there. I keep worrying that my right lung will drop into it.
Now, careful. Careful.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Can I get you something to eat?
Oh, my doctor says I can only have special things.
Oh, all right.
Little jello.
Okay.
Cherry jello.
Okay.
With a banana cut up in it.
Okay.
And grape juice with a straw.
Yeah, okay, okay.
And cinnamon toast.
Hello, Chester.
Hi. I'm still very weak and have no appetite.
Chester, I'd like to talk to you.
Oh, Jess. I almost died.
Chester, you didn't almost die.
Well, I could have. I could have.
Well, you're going to be just fine. Now, Chester, I do need to speak to you.
Jess, I could still die. I could die right on this couch.
Chester.
I know. You know. Jess, you have to know that I didn't even know who you were when I was sleeping with Mary. Really, I didn't even know your name. I thought it was Jennifer. I did. I thought your name was Jennifer.
Chester, you married me. You married me without loving me. And that's really the awful part.
But I fell in love with you, Jess. I did. You're right. Not at first. At first, I thought you were a nice piece, and if I had to get married, well, I could do a lot worse.
Always the romantic.
But I fell in love with you, Jess. I swear I did.
Chester, you certainly had peculiar ways of showing it.
Why? Because I cheated? Well, Jess, I'll always cheat. I can't help it. I cheated on you. I cheated on the women I cheated on you with. I'll cheat on any. Doesn't mean that I didn't love you. I loved you, Jess. Guess I always will.
You did grow to love me, Chester?
Very quickly. And very easily.
Then there's no necessity for forgiveness.
What about Mary?
No. I can't forgive Mary. I'd like to, but in my heart, I cannot forgive Mary.
Ya! Aha! Ahora!
See? Now, when you glaze el puerco, you must always glaze el puerco with long, sweeping strokes. Juan, would you please demonstrate to General Billy how to glaze?
See that? Up and down, up and down. It's all in the wrist.
Oh. It's all right. Juan, you are a true artista. The Picasso of puerco.
You are too kind, oh great swine.
Why is pig glazing included in the Malawian training manual?
Because an army fights on its stomach. And that is why we will eventually defeat the communists. Right, Juan?
Si.
The communists don't eat well?
They eat crap. Or as we say in Malaguay, crapola.
Juan, that will be all. Thank you.
I can't wait to try it. It smells delicious.
Oh, no. This is not for our consumption. I have prepared this puerco for Saunders.
Why?
Yeah, because Saunders doesn't like me very much.
Oh,
yes. And I know your mother looks up to him and depends on him, so I want him to like me. speak of El Diablo.
Don't tell me. It's a luau.
Saunders, I would like to present to you, in hopes of a lasting friendship, the pride of my peoples, El Puerco del Puerco.
Well, I must admit it does look delicious, and I think I'm delighted by your gesture. Gracias, señor Valdez.
Qué bueno!
We have a little saying in our country. There is no peace offering so nice as a nice piece of pig.
That that's on par with, let a smile be your umbrella.
That was lovely.
All right,
hey, play. Uncle Bert.
Ah, bienvenido, el excelente.
Mariachis, El Puerco.
Hey, everybody.
Hola, compadre, ¿cómo estás?
Hey, chudity, chudity, chudity.
Como un cañón, chico, pero la semana pasada me atacó el flu.
Oh, lo siento, I see ando por ti.
Just wait, you don't mind, it's just fun. No offense, all right? El Puerco, I need to talk to you. I got a very special mission, and I need your help.
You need... I am honored. Certainly, please. Juan.
I just got word that Jody and Maggie are being held prisoner in a fortress in Malibu, and I gotta get them out.
Uncle Bert, why don't you just call the police?
The police? You are a hero. You could call the Marines.
No. I can't do that. This is a very sticky situation I'm talking about. Look, Wendy was... Wendy was born out of wedlock. Now, if this hits the papers and they pick up on Jody's alleged homosexuality, a lot of people could get hurt. I don't want anybody getting hurt. This has got to be done on the QT.
QT.
All right. No, I mean, we got to get in there and get them out as quickly and as quietly as possible.
As you know, I am an expert on guerrilla warfare. I could possibly give you some ideas.
That's fair. Well, that's why I'm here.
I suggest we assemble our troops and give each one a mission.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. And then we call Israel and ask them to do it.
You can't call Israel. I don't speak Hebrew, and besides, it's Friday after sundown. Nobody's gonna pick up a phone over there.
That's right, it's Friday.
Hey, at ease, men.
Major,
it has been brought to my attention that the Japanese have landed at Malibu.
Hey, Major.
Now, it's a fact that they can't hold their liquor. They don't have the stomach for it. They're too fragile, too wispy. It's true. Why do you think they can't grow beards? We infiltrate their ranks, get them loaded, and then when they're sleeping, we call the Navy and bomb the beach.
Oh, that's great, Major.
I'll get the hooch.
I got an idea.
Will you guys please settle?
Silencio! This is a free society. All have the right to be heard. Go ahead, Roberto.
Gracias. Skunks. We get hundreds and hundreds of skunks. And we drop them all over the place everywhere.
Where do we get these hundreds and hundreds of skunks?
Well, it's still in the planning stages.
Gentlemen, excuse me, if you don't mind my saying so. I've had some experience in this sort of thing.
Really? How?
I'm not at liberty to tell.
Come on, Saunders, come on. You're among family.
Please.
Saunders, you've been on rescue missions before?
Silencio!
Now, trust me, I know what I'm talking about. This is what I think we ought to do. First, we secure the plans to the fortress. Then we...
When?
Get rid of him.
Can't you leave him alone already?
You and I gotta talk, Winnie.
Hey, Bill.
I said get rid of him. One word about this, and I'll kill him.
Hey, Gwen, are you in there?
Don't come in. I'm naked.
I thought you said you were naked.
I was. I just threw this on because I knew you'd come in.
I've wanted to hold you for so long.
Oh, Danny. Thank God you're home. Get out.
What?
The wine, the champagne. Get out a bottle and we'll celebrate.
I thought you were coming to the hospital today to pick me up. What happened?
I was held up.
Come here.
Where?
Here.
No. No, not now. When you're all better tonight.
I won't be all better tonight.
I will be. I'll be more relaxed. I'm so excited now. I can't go to bed when I'm excited.
Gwen, I want you to marry me.
Oh, Danny, you do? Can't.
What?
Not today. Today is bad. Tomorrow. I'll marry you tomorrow.
You will?
Yeah, I will. Now go.
Where?
To get a blood test. I can't marry you without a blood test. I'm an old-fashioned girl.
My blood's fine. I just got out of the hospital.
Then go to the printer because we'll need invitations.
I know. We'll elope. I always wanted to elope.
Great, elope! Now get out.
Why?
We'll need a car.
What for?
So we can elope. We can't elope without a car.
Elope. Boy, that's exciting. I never eloped before.
Great, me neither. Now go and get a car and make sure that it's a nice car. Test drive it for a little while.
But,
And make sure that it's the right color. And if it's not the right color, have it painted. Bye. Where are you going?
I need my gun.
No, you don't. They take master charge.
I'm a cop, Gwen. I should always have my gun.
No, it's too dangerous. You'll get hurt. No guns. Not on your first day home. Just one day without a gun, okay?
Okay.
Go get us a nice car.
See ya.
See ya.
You did just fine, Gwenny.
Don't make me do this.
Sorry, Gwenny. But if Sheriff Campbell's gonna fight crime, we gotta know how. We gotta get him first. And what better way to get info than from the good sheriff's daughter-in-law?
I hate you.
Be nice, Gwenny. And do like I say. Then maybe it'll be a long time. Till death do you part.
Will Saunders' plan to rescue Jody and Maggie work, or does he just want some time off? Will Bert actually prevent Danny from marrying Gwen, or has someone else beaten him to it? And what's happening to Bert? Is he forsaking his family? Will Gwen forsake Danny? Will Jessica forgive Mary? These questions and many others will be answered in the next episode of Soap.